We have a report now on the latest place for on-location filmmaking. A Russian film crew docked at the International Space Station intending to make the world's first ever movie in orbit. Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
Before crowds of well-wishers at the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, Russian actress Yulia Perisild and film director Klim Shipenko blasted off into space aboard a Soyuz MS-19 rocket Tuesday morning. It might have been part of the film already. In a press conference before the launch, their real-life cosmonaut captain, Anton Shkloparov, seemed more worried about upcoming scenes than piloting the rocket on his own.
I hope the director will tell me what to do and what to say, and when to keep my mouth shut.
Over the next 12 days on set at the International Space Station, the group's mission is to film The Challenge, a movie about a female surgeon who's unexpectedly sent to the ISS to save an ailing cosmonaut. Perisild, the film's lead, says she just wants to make a good movie, despite the challenging circumstances. After all, this is the first movie with real actors made in real space, and it's beating out some better-known competition.
What an incredible sight. A Hollywood special effect, you're thinking? But no, it's for real.
Actor Tom Cruise, heard here narrating from Earth, a 2002 documentary about the then-new ISS, was planning his own space movie in partnership with NASA and Elon Musk's SpaceX. Journalist Vitaly Yegorov says Russia's space agency made no secret of their rush to beat Cruise to the stars, and with good reason.
This project promotes our space program and shows it hasn't gathered cobwebs, that we're still flying and can come up with interesting ideas.
Russia's once-vaunted Soviet space program has faced financial cutbacks and new competition from SpaceX, Jeff Bezos' New Horizons, and other players like China. In that sense, The Challenge is a reboot of that classic Cold War genre, the space race. Competitors help each other by pushing everyone to new achievements, says Yegorov. For Russia's space industry today, that means hopefully the beginning of a new Russian age in amateur space travel, and yes, film. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.